Okay, we continue in the Rambam. We're in Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter of Hilchos Malva Volova, Halacha Aleph. The first half of this halacha will be sort of a repetition to what was in the beginning of the sixth chapter, the second halacha, and the thing that the Rambam said there, we already said then, we don't understand that halacha. So we said we don't see why that should be so, and although Martin maybe came up with a reason, but he's going to repeat that idea in the first few lines before he comes to the next topic. The first four or five halachas are just kind of, you'll see, are very unusual. Most of the first five halachas are very unusual. Amavis chaver, a person lends a fellow money, umashkin lo asasada, and he takes the field as a collateral, adzman katsuv, until a certain amount of time. In other words, let's say the loan is a 10-year loan, so he's going to take the field for 10 years, work the field, benefit from the field. At the end of the 10 years, get his loan back, and for 10 years he will have benefited the field, right? Are you allowed to do that?
No.
No, you're not allowed to do that, right?
That's from the Torah. Right?
No, it's a field, remember? Field, so it's rabbinic, right?
It's not a
quarter. It's rabbinic. The field is rabbinic, okay. Oh, actually, Avalamos, or until the guy pays him. The istalik, and then he'll leave. So if he'll pay me after 2 years, then he'll pay me, I'll leave, but I still will benefit for 2 years. And what's going on this whole time? And the lender is enjoying all the benefits of the field, which is all prohibited. Okay. Afilu ochel kashir chovo. Even if he's eating the entire amount of the loan. Whatever the loan was, he's eating the whole loan.
You don't give it out.
Right? Now, if he ate 95% of the loan, what did the Rambam say the halacha was? He pays back the $95 or whatever. Or he doesn't pay back the 95. It gets taken off. It gets deducted.
$5.
And that's because it's before the actual collection took place. That's what we do. But for some strange reason, what did Rambam say if it's the full loan? What do we say we do?
You don't deduct the full thing. He has to get something. He has to get paid
something. Yes, we have to reduce what that rate was a little bit so that the guy can deduct
something.
He gets something. And why? You can't remove him without anything. Yeah. Can't take off the whole debt. Because you take off the whole debt without any money, it's like you collected it from a court, you extract from a court. And we didn't understand that reason. What do you mean it's like you extracted it from the court, right? It's like you collect, but it really wasn't. So we had trouble with that, so we got trouble with it again. All right, so okay, we can't explain it, but that's the
halacha. Double trouble, I guess.
But now, so you're going to wonder, why is he saying the same halacha, huh? For the next line. The next line, you will understand. Vein Sharglim, it goes without saying, just like we can't collect the whole amount, what if, let's say, the entire rental, the entire loan was $100? And now the guy benefited from the field to the tune of $150.
Ooh.
No, $150. Ooh. So now what does the guy not pay him back? Or like what happens? So when it was $100, what did we say? Well, we just say he only pays back, let's say, five. We don't say he doesn't pay back anything because it's like best and collect the loan. The guy will pay back like five, right? A small amount will pay back. And most of it gets knocked off, right? But he can't knock off the whole thing, right? So now it's 150. Right. And what about the other 50? He gets to keep it. Because then your mom is collecting out from the guy. So it comes out the guy who borrowed the money loses a lot more, right?
Yeah.
And that's what Rambam says. Vein Sharglim goes out saying, Shimachal Yosamos, if he ate more than what the loan was for, Ein Mosin Mimeno, you don't take it away from him, above and beyond the loan, you don't take away, because that would literally be extracting it from a court, even beyond that, which again, at least according to his previous logic, this becomes logical,
right,
as it were. But it's still an overall problem. Okay, now he talks about another thing. Now, the next line, he's going to say, he's not going to explain it. He's going to say where you can do it, where you can't do it. And only at the end, he's going to explain what it is. So don't tell me to explain you what it is right now. You'll get it in about 3 minutes. V'chein ein mechashvin mishtar l'shtar. We don't make calculations from one debt to another debt, v'mashkanta with a mashkin on two debts. In other words, there's going to be two debts. One guy is borrowing two things, two times from one guy, and there's two collaterals on it. We don't combine the two together. And we'll see that what that means. However, that's what we don't do. But if, now, there's going to be an exception, even though we just said we don't do these things, but for orphans, because we have to take care of orphans, we make exceptions for them. Okay? Hoysa, hakarka, hamimushkenes, biyoto, show you something. What if the loan that the guy is holding onto the land and getting money, but the original loan was inherited, the debt was inherited by the orphans? Now, the orphans, we take care of orphans. We don't like orphans to lose anything. And the guy, and the lender, he benefited from the field enough that covers the whole loan. Now, what did the Rambam say? Well, you can't knock it all off. You got to leave a little bit. You got to lose here. A little bit. For here, misalkan also, you get rid of the guy below klum. You don't give him nothing.
Good.
Even though it looks like you're collecting our best, for yesomim, we treat them extra special. So orphans get the benefit over there. Avol yes, Rachel. What about beyond? What if he made more than what the debt was? Well, and even for orphans, ain motzin mena yeser. They can't get more than that. They can get what the loan was knocked off, but not more than that. And also, even though we say we don't calculate two different loans, which you didn't explain it yet, on two different collaterals, even though we don't do that, but for orphans, we do calculate two shtars. So now I'm going to explain Ketzad Machash Mishasha. How do you calculate two shtars, which an orphan can do, which a non-orphan can't do? So now at least get the case now. Very simple. Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100, and Shimon said, I want a collateral. He gives him field A. Okay, a few weeks later, Shimon needs more money. He says, I need to borrow another $100. Well, you got another field? I'll give you another field. So now there's two fields loaned out by the same lender to the same, loaned from the same borrower to the same lender. He now has one loan of 100 with a one field collateralized, and another loan of 100, same, and another field collateralized. Okay, now the guy is going in and he's eating up the benefits of the field. Okay, so now when it's for orphans, we take a look at both of them together. What do we mean? For example, v'sodah acheres mishkanasot b'shtar acher b'mei adiner. Now, u'shtei asodah sodah mechad, and both fields belong to one guy. Now, the one guy, one of the fields, one field, the borrower, he ate up bachamishim, 50. He benefited 50 from it. Umeperes hashnibar from the second field, bimei of bachamishim, 150. So now.
And they're worth 100 each. Yeah.
They're worth 100. He has to pay him back. The orphans have to pay back $200 to get their land back. The guy has benefited 50 from one field and 150 from another.
Yeah.
For orphans, we make an exception. We allow you to combine the two. So then what do we basically mathematically do?
200.
So what 200. Do we say? The orphans say, you know what? Give us back the two fields.
Yeah.
No! Orphans don't have to do that, remember?
Nothing,
and you get, they just get the two fields back. They pay them nothing.
Nothing. It's
now,
already.
Now, if you look at each field independently, it wouldn't work that way. If you looked at one field, well, you'd have to give him back 50 because he only benefited 50. And the other field, you'd get to reduce the debt. And if you weren't an orphan, you'd have to still give him back $10.
Yeah.
So the guy would have benefited 200, would have benefited 150, but you lose out 60 of that. But with the orphans, what do we say? We add it all up. All 50 things. And 150 is 200. He gets nothing. That's what we do with orphans, which we don't do if it's not orphans. And if it's not orphans, we look at each one separately. So the one that he only ate the 50, you still got to give him back 50. And the one that he ate 150, you know, you have to give him back, let's say, 10, something like that. So the guy really doesn't recoup close to his losses. So that's what we say. Oh my lord, by the orphans, we say, Hareyachalta mina peres b'masayim. Listen, you ate $200 worth of fruits. Vein lecha klum. Now, you don't have to get anything. Ukeilu hashtei shtar shtar. So it's like the two, the stars are one star. Umashkonach, and that's like one collateral. We just combine the two into making it be no different than one star for $200 and one field for $200. We combine the two. And by orphans, they can collect the whole thing. So we're doing two things for the orphans. The entire debt can be written off, A. B, we can collapse the two different debts into one debt, and they don't end up having to pay anything back, which is not done for regular people. And that's what the original halacha said. It says we don't calculate from one shtar to another shtar for other people. That's the first halacha. Okay, Beis, Gimel, Dalet are all things where the custom was to go against what the Torah says. Now you're going to ask, how in the world can you do that? Well, that's what Halacha Hey is going to explain. All right? So, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. So what do you do when halacha is being flagrantly violated? What do you do? So he's going to say, well, you still, as much as you can, you follow the rules in spite of the fact that halacha has been violated. As we'll see, there's laws to deal with people who are violating. Okay? Then you're going to wonder, well, how in the world does this ever happen? So that's what halacha, hey, is going to give us three possible scenarios of how this could possibly happen. So let's take a look. So you got to remember, all these halachas are, these are all iser drabanans that have been flagrantly transgressed. So how do we deal with it post facto, as it were? How would you deal with it if you're being called in? And Rabbi, look what we did. What happens now? So yeah, how do we deal with this? So it's a very strange law, and in Halacha Hey, he's going to explain how it came to pass. So he says like this. Malkam Shinog, if this was the custom of the place, like you're coming to the city, Rabbi, new Rabbi comes to the city, he says, this is what they all do. All the businessmen, they do this stuff over here. Lesale Kamalva, Calls man sheyavilamos. We're talking about a collateralized piece of land. There's a loan with a collateral, with a piece of land. So remember that makes it iser drabanan, right? Now, if the custom was in this place, the custom was that the borrower can get rid of the lender at any time he wants. The lender is using, he borrowed $100, and now he took the collateral of the land. And the custom was that you could just remove him at any time. Pay him out and he's gone. Finished. He started working on a field. He invested, $75 in seeds and this and that. And he's just got through the harvesting and plowing and all this. Not harvesting, the plowing and the seeding and this. He said, here's your money, get out. Well, that's not very nice. I wouldn't have invested all that money in that. If that's the custom, it's like he explicitly said it to begin with. You don't have to explain it, because then we assume that he was following the customs. In other words, the custom is that the borrower who gives the collateral, can, as soon as he pays, he can get it back. Then he doesn't have to say anything, and he can do that. And let's say the custom was that you don't kick the malva out until the end of the term of the loan. And that's when you can come out. Even if you didn't make that condition, Hareze Kaperish, it's like he said that condition. Right? V'chein ha-mamashkein stam, if a guy takes the mash without saying anything, then what's the rule of thumb? And he's enjoying the fruits, but there was no custom, and there's no, we don't know what to do.
12 months.
So then, and Yochel Salka, you can't ruin for 12 months. That makes sense. There's at least one full CD, yeah, a season of a cycle. Now, it goes without saying, you're not supposed to do this. Since when do you take a collateral of a field and we allow you to use the field and benefit from the field? You can't do that. So, but even though you can't do that, but what if the custom is such and such? Let's say it's good. They come to the new rabbi, comes into town and says, what's your problem? Well, I collateralized the thing and I start putting the seeds in and the guy went and threw me out. Well, what's the custom over here? Well, the custom is you can throw whatever you want. Wait a minute, how do you even collateralize on land? You can't collateralize on land. Wait for Aloha Hey to find out how they did that. So in case they're doing these things and they're not being done right, there still is a way to deal with, okay, if this is the custom, this is how we go, etc., etc., and then we deal with that, whatever repayments would have to be applied afterwards. But the real question, how could you have in the place where the custom is? You know, I understand if I choose to sin, that's one case. But I have a place where the custom is. I mean, that means everybody does this.
Everybody sins.
So that's the question. Like, how is it that everybody does this? That's the real question.
You could collateralize one if you deducted the from the loan, what he used. Didn't we say that before?
You're not supposed to start a collateralized loan. Right?
After the fact, you can
start it. But initially, you don't do it. Rabin, you cannot set it up that way. Right? Okay, we gave one case where he said with a deduction. Yeah. He didn't say anything about deductions here.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything about, you cannot collateralize a loan and use the field. That's what he said. It's ribbis d'rabbanan. Correct.
So you could take a watch, though. Let's say you could take gold, or you could take money, and not gold, but something have value and collateralize the loan, but you just can't use a field.
Fine, but we don't. You can't. That is ribbis. You are getting extra money for the loan, right?
Okay.
Right.
How about if you don't use the field, though?
Well, then it's just a mashkin.
Yeah.
Then that's all. You can always take a field as a mashkin.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's all. But you're not doing this here, though. They would be using it.
Okay. That's different.
That's the whole idea. They're collateralizing it to eat the payrus, right?
But don't we have examples of rabbis instituting things that have been broadly rejected, like going to the mikveh every morning?
That's a minig. This is a halacha. This is a stricter. Going to a mikveh every morning isn't even what we call a derabbana. That's just a minig of kedoshim. You don't have to do that.
We said that things that were broadly rejected, that they sort of backed
but
out.
No, this is like in a place. The halacha of collateralized loans was not broadly rejected. You happen to be in a city that doesn't do it. So how do you have a city that doesn't do it? That's the problem. Anyway, that's to be dealt with later. Anyway, Gimel, another type of halacha. Malkum Shadarkum was Salika Malva calls Man Shayir Salova in a place where you can get rid of the Malva whenever the Lova wants. But now so where are you going? That's the custom. But then Vihisnima Malva, but then the lender said, I want to make a condition to be different than the Minig. Shalom Yistalik at Sosman. I'm gonna make you different at the time of the loan that I can hold on till the end of the loan period. Harizan Yokosal, you can't remove him. Because he agreed to that.
Yeah.
And nothing else is to be done because he offered and the other guy didn't have to agree, but he agreed.
Yeah.
But the reverse, oh, you mean Shayna Malva Mistalakat Sovs Mano? What if the custom is that the Malva stays till the end? Vikiva Hamalva. Now the Malva introduced a break for the Lova and says, if you want, Shasaba Halesh Yavim myself, whenever you want, you can get rid of him, which is a really wonderful gesture on his part that certainly the borrower would love to have. Well, that can be done, but now again, maybe he was joking. So, Harez Tzarech Liknos, you have to make a kinyan to finalize it, because you know what? That was quite a nice gesture on that part, and maybe he's really didn't mean to do that. So let's make a kinyan to make sure that is so. Okay. This is all, you're not supposed to be doing any of this to begin with, but if that's the minig, then we'll just follow what the halacha should be, what the minig is. Dalit. Now, Hamashkona b'makom shemin hagam l'salik hamav v'chlei shiavi. Let's say you have a mashkin, the custom is to remove the lender from any time when you bring the money. Okay? At shiavi ma'osav. Ein habal chov. Now, let's say like this. Ruvain lends money to Shimon. Shimon gives Ruvain the land. But the custom is I can take that land back anytime I want to pay the debt. Okay? Shimon's the lender. Now, Shimon happens also then to borrow money from Levi. Mm-hmm. And he has no money to pay back Levi. So Levi wants to go to Shimon and get some money back, but there's nothing to get because the other $100 that Shimon had, he lent to Reuven. But what does Shimon have?
Land.
He has collateralized land.
Yeah.
So can the guy that Shimon owes the money to, or let's say now, Shimon dies and his children inherit the debt. Can Levi go to the children and take the land?
Reuven's land.
Yeah, but it's been collateralized to Reuven, Shimon, and right. Shimon's kid have that. Can he take the land?
That's a good
question. The answer is no. He can't take it. If the guy owned the land, if Shimon owned the land and he died,
okay,
then he can collect from the inheritors from the land.
Yeah,
but here, true. Even though he's using the land, he has full rights to the land, according to the wrong minig, of course. But he's collateralized, he's using it. But still in all, a guy can't collect the land. You know why? Because since it can be collected at any time, it's like he doesn't have it at all. And what if the guy dies? The guy who was holding on to the land, he dies and he has children and the Bechor wants to get the double portion. And let's calculate this land as part of the double portion.
Sorry.
Can't calculate this. Remember we also said that when you have a loan to somebody, Shemitah knocks it off, but you've collateralized it on land, it doesn't knock it off because it's like you collected it. So what about in this case? We've collateralized, but the guy can pay you back at any time. And now Shemitah comes along, does Shemitah knock it off or not? He says, the Shvius will knock it off. Because it's not considered a real collateralized thing, because since the guy can pay him back at any time, he doesn't really have it. Okay, now, That's the first thing. So you see there's limitations where this is done, if that's the custom, which is the wrong custom, but what would be the halacha if the guy dies and the people want to collect from his land or the kids want to get a double Porsche, whatever? Well, if you're doing the wrong thing, this is how the halacha would apply to the wrong thing. Now, one more thing now. What if, let's say, the guy pays him off and the guy did a lot of work and but it was just before the harvest, as a matter of fact, and all the oranges have fallen to the ground, but the lender didn't put them in his pocket yet. He didn't take them yet. When we remove the guy who's got the collateral, he can't even get the fruits that he worked on that have ripened and fell to the earth. He still can't get it because he didn't take it into his possession. And therefore, the land goes back to the borrower. He has a Kenyan karka, and the land acquires it for the borrower, not for the lender. However, what if the borrower took it and put it in his bag, in his pouch, before? Then he gets it. Now, umakam, that's in a place where the guy can pay it back at any time. Then let's reverse the whole thing. What if makam sheni yachlos? What if he can't pay it off until the 10-year term is up? Now what about these three possibilities? So number one, balchov govahemeno. If he dies and his kids inherit, another creditor can collect the land. But for how long?
Till
the loan's over. Yeah. So let's say for 8 years, the third guy can have that land. But then when the land has to go back, he has to give up the land. Same thing with Bechor and Ovishnaim. The children inherit. This can be part of the two parts, but for how long? Until the debt gets paid off. And here, Shemitah will not knock it off. Because at the time Shemitah came, he's got it solid, collected, and Shemitah will not knock it off. One more halacha, just to finish this up. So how in the world does this ever happen? Right? Now, you're not allowed to do any of this.
Not allowed to do this.
But we got halachas predicating, okay, but if you're ready to do it, these are the laws. So Rambam says, and hey, even though this is not allowed because it's on property and it's rabbinic ribbis, how do you have these kinds of customs? So Kamosh Barnes, we explained. So I give you a few possibilities. Number one, Efshia Minig Zebatos. It was a mistaken custom. In other words, the smartest people in the village were not very smart. You know, they didn't pay attention in Rambam class, and they said, this is not really ribbis. They don't know anything about rabbinic ribbis over here. They said, what do you mean? He's not getting any extra money. Who, you know, there's nothing really happening. He's working on the field. It's totally not a problem at all. So they made a mistake. It's a mistaken custom. Oh, or Lagoy. We're dealing with Goyim over here. It's a whole city of Goyim, and they run Goyish law, and there's a Yid who happens to live there. And now, and so you can definitely take rabbinic ribbis at all, but the goyim now want to know, well, what do we do if the custom is like this? Can, you know, we do this or not? So then, you know, you have to fit that in. Oh, or he says, stamazoi, derech komisha chote umishka vosin, this was the way of all the sinners. That's the way they do things. In other words, that was just a very sinful place, and, you know, like Stone, you know. And therefore it's only Avak Ribbis. So we go with the Minig, and they kind of wanted to say it was okay. So that is that what your English says? Same explanation there. Yeah. And finally, or maybe we could be speaking of case, Martin, that you suggested, or Sam, and remember, that maybe it wasn't ever usher to begin with, because maybe this is one more thing. Remember, there was a way to say Amashkin's okay. What's that on a field is one rabbinic, and the second thing is you deduct off.
Right.
You pay less. Then it's permitted completely. It says, V'yesh mishar, she's also mashkona b'nikui. Maybe this was a mashka with a nikui, and that's how you're able to do it. Okay, we'll stop over here.
There might be one person you have not here.